This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 127. And on this episode, we're talking to my good friend, Emily Ahrens, about self-care and vibrational alignment. It's a little different for this show, but I think you guys are going to love it. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler. And on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really stoked for this week's episode because it's different from what we normally talk about. We're normally very like tactical and strategy and hands-on. And this week, we're going to step back a little bit and talk to Emily Ahrens, who's actually an energy healer. And I've been getting more into energy work and self-care and vibrational alignment over the last several years in my business. And Emily is just an amazing, amazing person who gets to the core of what it really means to be in alignment, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically for your business. Now, I can talk about what that means a little bit, but I think that Emily does an even better job. So I could keep going on and on about how this is, but I just want to start this episode by saying I really encourage you to have an open mind to the dialogue that we're going to have today, because like I said, it's a little different from what we cover on this show normally, but it all still helps your business. So, you know, successful entrepreneurs know that learning and having an open mind is the key to success. So I'm going to encourage you to just listen to this episode, have an open mind, and tell me what you think. So without further ado, let's welcome Emily to the show. Hey, Emily. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Zach. I'm so excited. I already have like that permagrin ouchy thing on my cheeks happening just from our previous conversation.
Yes, me too. Oh my gosh, this is going to be so good. So obviously, we are in a mastermind together, and I have watched you do some really amazing things in the business space, in the spiritual space, in what we call the woo-woo space in the online world, and you've just done so much incredible stuff, and we're going to have such a good conversation today about stepping back and creating space in your life. I don't want to give too much away about where we're going to go with this. So before we dive in, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
I would love to. Thank you for asking. So yeah, I'm definitely in the world of woo, as people call it. You know, it's myself, it's just my life. But to other people, they call me woo. I have been a trained energy worker for just about 20 years, which sounds super long, and it is. I've been doing energy healing for a really long time. I started off in the brick and mortar space, and I did hands-on healing, doing massage and energy work. And for a really long time, I was broke and undervaluing my time and trading my time for money. And it wasn't till about almost 3 years ago, and I was kind of in that space where I had just had a kid, and I'm like, I literally cannot trade my time for money anymore. Like, my time is too valuable. I want to be with my kid. I just need more freedom, and I feel like I'm drowning, like nothing is working. And I started to do my business online. I started to say, asking people what they want. I started teaching meditation. I started doing energy healing from a distance, which I know some people are like, wait, what? So energy, just as an aside, everything is energy. And so you don't have to physically touch people to move the energy within their bodies. And in fact, most of the time, even in my brick and mortar, I wouldn't physically touch anybody when I was moving their energy. So I started to think, well, I could do this remotely and help a lot more people around the world. And fast forward, the year that I decided I was going to take my business out of the brick and mortar and into the online space, I 10x'd my business that year because of how many more people I could help, because of I could increase my prices. I started offering different services. And what kind of happened is I found my niche. I found that I work really, really well with entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck and overwhelmed in their business. They're looking to, you know, move ahead faster, but they're just kind of out of alignment and they're not really sure why they feel so stuck. Like, they want to know the next steps. They're ready for that big breakthrough. And even if they're at that space of beginning or they're at that space where like they're already at six or seven or beyond figures, but it's like, oh, I just need that little leg up. And that is who I love to work with. That's who I help the most. And basically, in a nutshell, what I do, because you're like, so how do you use energy work and help entrepreneurs? So what I do is I release the blocks that are holding you back so that you can move forward faster in alignment. And so things start to feel really easy, which I know we're going to talk about, yeah, you know, like what struggle and, you know, really hustle is like, and what is ease like. So that's a long story to a short question. but I think that the listeners are probably going to be excited to know that there's help for them. Like there's something else that people can help you with, you know, besides just like giving them another strategy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. And I don't think we've really had any like energy workers, healers on the show. And I know this is going to appeal to our audience because I'm a huge nerd. And so when I first got into like understanding energy, I'm going to really nerd out for a second. I was like, this doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but I started studying like very high level, but quantum physics, and a lot of energy work like really is in alignment with some of the physics that we can't observe with the naked eye. And it's been crazy to watch stuff like thoughts have weight, and everything that has weight is connected to another particle in the world. And so some people even think that by just thinking about what you want, that you can physically create a connection to it, which is absolutely crazy. So there's just so much cool stuff out there, and we can talk about some of that. But you mentioned something that I think we should totally dive into, which is hustle versus ease. And we're both, we talked about this a little bit, going through a season where we are stepping back for a minute to kind of create more ease in our life. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Oh, for sure. So I mean, I'm happy to share. So I'm actually at the point of this recording, my youngest is just about 7 months old, and I had launched my mentorship. It's a year-long program, and I was just about to launch it when I found out that I was pregnant. And you typically don't tell people that you're pregnant for the first few months just in case, you know, anything happens. And it's pretty standard. A lot of people do that. And I felt like, wow, well, is it okay that I'm launching a year-long program knowing that I'm going to not only be pregnant the entire time, but also have a baby? And so there was this kind of weight on me of like, what do I do? And so that's where I started doing more of a deeper practice of just checking in and rechecking, and like, is this in alignment? Does it feel okay? Does it feel light? And I decided to do it, and it felt right. And so when I started the program, I told my clients, like, by the way, I am pregnant. And so in any case, fast forward, the year completed and I was ready for a break. I needed some space to myself, because while I had already like Sharpie on my calendar planned for a relaunch of the program in June, I felt heavy. It felt like I was pushing. It felt like I was going to have to, you know, get all this energy up. Because, I mean, probably listeners know a launch is a lot of energy to exert. And I just wasn't willing to do it. I'm like, you know what? I need a break. I need a chance to reflect on what's going on. And when I gave myself permission to move the date off until September, it was like this tremendous weight lifted off of me. And, you know, of course, like we were chatting off the recording, it's like, that's a tremendous amount of income to say, excuse me, wait for. And that's actually the second time I've done that this year. So the first time I did that, it was like a mini mastermind experience that a bunch of people have been asking me about. And I was like, okay, it's gonna be like $5,000. There's probably like 30 people. And like, that's an easy $150,000 lunch. And I was like, nah, it's too heavy. It doesn't feel good. And I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, we're so money and like numbers driven that we're like, yes, get it. And like literally just so focused on that, that we kind of lose sight of our own needs. And if something is feeling heavy or off, and like it can show up in funny ways, like, you know, you get sick or your ads aren't converting or people are joining, but they're not really like interested in what you're offering. And so it feels like pushing. So that hustle, pushing, those words, when they start to show up, like, I just got to push through it. Like, when you start using those words, that's how you know you're out of alignment. And it's about giving ourselves the space to kind of feel again. So it requires you to stop, which again, I'm a doer, you're a doer. Like, we are all about like getting it done and like, don't hold back, right? But you have to stop and pause so that you can get the insight into what your body and your energy is telling you you need to do for the business and for yourself. And frankly, to be attractive to clients, because if you're in that like sweating it out, pushing mode, your energy is actually repelling your clients. It's like that stinky cologne that they spray in like those stores when you walk in, you're like, whoa, like you have to leave immediately. like your clients can tell over the internet too, people. So if you're wearing it, and I mean, so it's like giving ourselves permission to have the space to just pause, to see and to feel. And like I said, like when I took that, I gave myself permission to take the pause, all of a sudden all these emotions started to come to the surface and I started to feel these things that maybe because I was working and I was focused on serving other people, that it wasn't like I didn't have the space to do it for myself. So I think that in that space, we can get all of the answers. And it doesn't always feel great. Like, and I can say, oh yeah, I 10x my business. Or, you know, Zach can say, oh, I've got the biggest launch ever. But what it takes, the behind the scenes of like what that actually takes sometimes is grueling. And I don't subscribe to that method. I don't believe that that's the only way. I think that business can feel easy. It can feel fun. It can light you up. You can be in love with what you do. And that's what I want to help more people with. And frankly, I have seen you, Zach, going into that space more boldly than ever since I've known you for the last, I don't know, year and a half or so.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I love what you're saying, which is like, sometimes creating that space is hard. And I recently recorded an episode where I talked a little bit about how I stopped creating content for a few months. And it was partially because I was burnt out and it was feeling grueling and it was feeling exhausting. And then I ended up taking a planned 3-week vacation, sort of vacation, and you can listen to the episode and get the full details. But basically, I stepped back for 3 weeks and it was crazy how restorative it was. And it was like, you know, when we were out of town, like our automated funnel outconverted what it's ever done. We attracted new clients. People were working with us. When we came back, we started attracting new clients very passively. It's like, it was as if stepping back created that space and that energy to just attract what we were looking for. So I stepped into this space of like creating the space to actually get stuff done internally. And that has allowed me to just attract these clients and people. It's like they're coming out of the woodwork. And it's been crazy that the business has done so well as a result of me disappearing for a few months and putting myself first. And I think that's the biggest thing with the online space. Like, we see these big launches and we see people everywhere and we kind of have this perception that people are on 24/7, but some of the most successful entrepreneurs that you and I both know are not on 24/7. They've put systems and processes in place to look like they're on 24/7, which is a great thing for marketing, but is almost like a bad thing for us as individuals.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think what you just said is exactly it. It's like, we focus so much on doing and delivering and making it look as though we are there. And a lot of times we get stuck in actually being there and thinking that it's the doing, but it's that internal shift that you need to do to make it like you become like an attractive magnet. So exactly what you did, like, so I'll break it down in like in my lingo too, like let's get a little woo there. What you did, it's like you took the pause, you gave yourself permission to take a break. And if you like, maybe let's back up 3 months before that shift, if I said to you, Zach, you need to take 3 weeks off and like legit don't work, have fun, go on vacation, like do whatever you want to do, that probably would felt like a nightmare. Like I can't just like, what are you going to tell me to stop my business? Like you might have had all kinds of stories that show up that say, no, I can't stop because if I stop, then I'll die.
100%.
Right? And so I think that's when we all get into that mindset of like, I can't stop. Stopping is death. And And yet what you're saying is that you gave yourself permission to just take that pause. And in that space, you became the most powerful, attractive magnet that you've ever been. People are coming out of the woodwork, dying to work with you, allowing you to serve at your highest level. And it's been easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's funny because on the outside, nothing really has changed. It's the internal shift that really makes all the difference. And I want to give your listeners a little gift that if they have no idea how to do that, or if they don't, or if they're not at the point yet where they can take that pause for 3 weeks, it's a little gift. It's like 8-minute meditation that will get you in that frequency so you can attract your soulmate clients. But what you were saying at the beginning, which is about how your thoughts can create things. So Dr. Joe Dispenza has this amazing book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And it's such a great book because it breaks down in scientific terms, this woo-woo esoteric energy stuff. So I'm sure that you read it too. I don't know if you read it. It's Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I took my sweet time reading that book because it really broke down the woo-woo energetic esoteric stuff, but it was in scientific terms. And he is a neurosurgeon and he does a lot with like quantum physics. So what he was able to do is really break down of, you know, how the thoughts are also things. And in my world, it was so validating. So the fact that we have a thought, so even if your thought is, I want to have $1 million in my business, the fact that you have the thought also means it's happened, it's done. And so for anybody who's like, what do you mean? So let me explain this. So the fact that you have the thought, it means it's already done, it's already happened, because there is not a time and space the way that we believe it to be, like this linear, you know, before I was born to after I was born, like left and right, or however you see your time. Time is actually almost like a circle, and or like an infinity sign maybe. But because you have the thought, I want to be a millionaire, it means that it's already done. And so the work that I do is basically like, okay, so it's already created because I've already had the thought, which means it's happened. The energy's already there. It's already done. So who do I need to be? What do I need to do in order for this to come to me? So like, I'm a magnet. I think of myself as like a magnet. And so anything that's in my way, I need to let that go. And sometimes it can look like, okay, I need to take a minute. I need to take a break for myself so that I can show up as my most vibrant, badass, authentic self. And exactly what you said, Zach, is like, you are literally attracting people and you just came off from a vacation. You're not launching anything. It's just who you are, who you're being.
Right. Right. And that's so good. And I just like, I can't express enough, and we'll link up to that book as well. But it's like when it's like all these old sayings that are like trite, like attracts like, your vibe mm-hmm. attracts your tribe. Like mm-hmm. the reality is, whether you subscribe on the woo level or the scientific level, like the psychological level, the connection level, like when you are happy and energetic and showing up powerfully, whatever that means for you, people take note of that. And it's like people are aware of the fact that you are showing up differently. Like, I can't tell you how many people have approached me, both in the spiritual woo space and the not so spiritual space, that have said, you're showing up so differently, or this is the best I've seen you, or your energy is great. Like, I had one person who was just like, your energy is just so good right now. And I'm not even into that stuff. And I was like, yes, it is, because I step back and I recharge. And I think there's that fear that you talked about, that it's all going to collapse, but that's just an illusion. And it's like, having that fear is okay, but moving through it and stepping back anyway is so powerful.
For sure. And it's so funny. We noticed, so we had a pop-up Facebook group in an affiliate launch that we did recently. And one of the entrance questions was like, you know, what is one of the biggest things holding you back from taking a leap of faith in your business? And the surprising answer that we got, which, I mean, these are people who a lot of them I had already worked with, or they'd been in my other groups in some capacity. But what shocked me was their answer was about confidence. And it makes sense, right? Like, you see somebody on social media who has a big following and people love them. They are confident, right? They exude this presence. And it's so funny, right? Like, I thought about that. Wow, I'm really doing my audience a disservice if we're not talking about confidence. But really, what's underneath confidence is your energetic alignment. And when you're doing something that you really love, when you're on vacation exploring new places and meeting new people and trying new foods, like, your energy just is so expansive and it's so attractive, versus if you're just like doing the same old thing and like every day you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm not making the money I want. And like every day you're in that torture chamber. It's like, how are you supposed to attract people if you're focusing on the things that you don't want versus attracting and feeling into the things that you do want? So every point during our day, we actually have another choice. So it's not like we have one choice during the day, and if we wake up in a bad mood, like, that's it. Your whole day is trash. Like, you have like multiple moments. And like I said, I'm taking this time as a pause to reflect and to feel and to process and do like a really deep level of healing for myself. And there are moments where I wake up and I'm like, oh man. And as soon as I have that thought, I shift it. So I go into a place of gratitude. Okay, what are all the things that are working for me? What are all the things that are amazing right now? What are the things that are coming? And maybe even being grateful for the things in my business that I don't even have, the clients who I haven't even met yet, the possibilities that are showing up and I can't even see them. So if you think of like a pot of dirt, you know, you plant a seed in the pot of dirt and like, am I going to cry every day because it's not growing? I mean, I'm doing all the right things, right? But it's like, until we start to see that little sprout coming up to the surface, it's like we think that maybe nothing's going right. No, we know it's part of the process, right? Like, everything is going to happen. It just might take more time or more energy. But as soon as it pops up to the surface, then you start to see validation. So what I do is I start to look for breadcrumbs in my day. And I also pray to God. So some people might think like, oh, if you're really woo-woo, you don't believe in God. I believe in God. But I look for breadcrumbs. So, you know, I've shared this with you privately, Zach, but like, one of my visions is seeing myself on stage with Gabby Bernstein. And It's like, I don't need someone to reach out to me and be like, I'm her publicist and I'm asking to book you on it. Like, if I don't get that, then I'm nothing. No, I find a way to celebrate. Even if somebody DMs me and is like, I was listening to your meditation and I saw Gabby on a thing. Like, if she mentions me in a sentence with her, I'm like, breadcrumb, done. Like, so it's like finding these little nuggets and allowing yourself to have those shifts, even if you haven't reached the thing yet. And again, it's like that pause. It's that moment to like kind of recalibrate. And whether or not it's, you know, 3 months off on an amazing vacation, or it's like just in the cup of coffee you have every day of being able to share what you're grateful for and being really present in the moment and letting your thoughts dictate something that you want versus the things that you don't want, because what we think about really amplifies and it magnifies. So it's like, okay, well, maybe I'll just let myself imagine for the next 2 minutes. Just imagine what the possibilities could open up for me, and who do I need to be, and how can that happen for me easily and effortlessly, like the least amount of effort, because that's what I go down to. Like you just said it too, is like, you know, you have this fear about like, you know, disappearing, but truthfully, the most successful entrepreneurs, you know, really have more ease and they have more space. So how can I embody that more now, doing less and be able to serve at my highest level? Do you have any practices that you do? So everybody's different. I know, like, I have weird woo-woo practices. Do you have any woo-woo practices that like remind you to kind of like gut check, like, does this feel good or not feel good? Or have you started any?
I don't have a ton, but I do have some, which is like, I have little things that ground me. So like I do keep like a citrine crystal on my desk, and I just, when I see it, I'm like, okay, remember to be grounded, remember to be present. And I take a lot of notes. So every time I look at my notebook and cross something off, I, I don't know that I do it consciously, but subconsciously I'm like, you know, thank you, next, right? Like Ariana Grande, like, thank you, next, did it, time to move on. And like, I get it. Like, I find immense gratification, gratitude, you know, being in that gratitude of just getting things off my list and moving forward and checking in with clients. And I've started really going through the practice of when I pay for things, I'm practicing being grateful for what that creates. That's a big one for me. So whether it's paying contractors or buying client gifts or buying something for myself, especially as I, you know, when you grow your business, you grow your expenses, it's like that can be hard, but just being grateful and in gratitude that, yeah, I have the money to pay for these things is really powerful, I think.
I think so too. And, you know, money is just another form of energy. Yeah. That's a lot of times people can get caught up in like what we make money mean and the stories that we have around making money, the rules that we have for ourselves. Like, you know, if money just came easily, it's like, oh, well, now it doesn't count or it's not as good. Yes. If someone just like wrote me a check, I had a client who she had wanted to have her first $10,000 month. And I was like, great, this is awesome. You have a goal. And we had been doing some work and she said, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you a couple of days ago, you know, something happened with my family, blah, blah, blah. My mother had written me a check for $10,000 if only it came from my business. And it's like, wait a second. So what you're telling me is you literally just manifested $10,000, but you're not counting it. Like, right. Wait, what? So we put this energy and this emphasis on like how it's supposed to look versus can you just allow the universe to deliver your desires however it's supposed to be? Yeah. And frankly, I feel like we constrict it. It's like, I can only make money through this one program or through this one service and no other way, right? Well, what if some, like we were just talking about like having an about page, like how about a work with me page? Like, do you have one of those? Like, can you make it easier? How can you make it easier for people to pay you? How can you allow in more? And really when you're saying buying client gifts or, you know, treating yourself to something or whatever it looks like, that is creating more space for abundance. As crazy as it sounds, giving that little client gift is actually going to help more come into you as well. I find like if I'm ever, so here's like a trick for anybody who's finding themselves stuck in a place where they're like in a rut, not making money, donate, clear out your closet, yeah, clean your desk, donate as much of things that you can, like give them to somebody. If you know somebody who needs something, if even if you're like, I actually really like this, but I can think it serves somebody else better, give. Like the more that you can give, the more that you'll have space to receive.
Yeah, that's so good. And I always like to use this example, or not example, but there's like this psychological phenomenon that I always get really in love with called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. So I'm gonna get a little nerdy for a second.
Yeah.
Which is like when you buy your car, suddenly everybody has that car. And it's like, it's not that more people have that car, it's that your brain basically was filtering out that information, but now that that information is at the front of your brain, you're seeing it more. The reality is probably like the clients are coming out of the woodwork. Well, that's because my energy right now is like work is easy, clients are easy to come by. And so, you know, it's that the opportunity has been there, but the possibility is now front and present in your mind that you're seeing it.
Yes. I think the hardest thing is to get to your state. The state, yes, that you are in, it's like unattainable and it actually kind of pisses you off when you're not there. You're like, I don't know how to get there. Like, I don't know. It's like, can you just show me the way? But if you had, I mean, I guess I'll put you on the spot again. Yeah. If you had to tell your past self or maybe a future self or anybody listening for that matter, how you achieved the state that you're in, because it all is about state management. Let's be honest. Like the state that you're in is abundant. The state that you're in is grateful. The state that you're in is like possibility and like joy. And that's why everyone's everywhere is like, your energy is amazing, Zach. And I even said that to you. I'm like, this is the best I've ever seen you. So what do you feel like were your steps to achieving this state?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing is getting into a flow state. Well, first off, taking the break. So I feel like we've said it a lot, and like taking that break and stepping back and really working less and like enjoying Australia and enjoying a vacation. But really, in addition to that, I think it's getting into a flow state every day. Like I was actually telling my partner last night, I kept opening my laptop and closing it at like 1 a.m. Now, just so that you guys know, I didn't start working until like 2 yesterday. I worked for 2 hours and then I went to Starbucks at like 7 and worked for 2 hours. So it's not like I was working from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. I don't really do that, but I kept saying like, I really want to work. Like I want to show up. Like I'm feeling good about showing up. And that's because I was in like this flow state where everything is just coming naturally. And it's like, how do you get there? Well, I do a couple of things. One is that I really love, and this is just a little hack, and it's like a neuroscience hack, is I listen to music while I'm working. And sometimes I listen to the same song on repeat, and it puts your brain in this pattern where your brain stops listening for what's coming next because it already knows what's coming next, and it allows you to focus on your work. That's one thing. The other thing is doing work that really lights me up. And sometimes that is, you know, creating images, even though I've got a designer. Sometimes that is posting on Facebook or running a Facebook ad or checking in with a client. But even to go a step further is like sharing my excitement with stuff with other people. So like I've got this one client we're working with on her ads, and like the costs are coming down and we're getting really close to her goals. And I just love messaging her like, okay, we're at a couple hundred now. Like I'm getting excited. Are you? And just being in that state of sharing excitement. One other thing I'll say is my partner, we ordered Chinese food last night. Our diet is not great. So fun fact, your diet does not have to be tip-top shape. It helps though. But we ordered Chinese last night and his fortune cookie said, shared joy is doubled, shared sorrow is halved. And I think that was just so like divine timing for this interview is like, when you share that joy, it doubles. When you share your excitement with your clients and your friends and people in your life, it doubles. So stop holding in those little things like, you know, I bought a bag for myself and I was so excited and I was holding it in like, oh, I don't want people to know. What are people going to say about me buying this? How are people going to judge me? And the minute I shared it, it became this expansive, great thing. And I was like, great, you know, thank you. Next time to get something else, not just for myself, but for my business, for my life, for my clients.
Yes, for sure. And actually, now that you mentioned Chinese food, the last time we got Chinese food, which was like a week ago, we get it very regularly, I have to say. But you know what? And I'll have an aside about food in a second too, but my fortune cookie, it said, this is a lucky day for you or something along the line. Like today's a lucky day. That's what it is. Today's a lucky day. And I was like, dashboard. Like I literally put it on my dashboard because how amazing is it just to have that reminder of it's a new day. It's a fresh day and having that little outlook. But as an aside on your fortune, who knew we were going to talk about fortune cookies? The whole thing about doubling, right? So there's actually this scientific term called cognitive resonance. And cognitive resonance, what it displays are basically, if you look at a chart with like it charts vibration. So your energetic vibration, let's say you're having like an awesome day and you're like, yay, this is great. And then when you share your excitement, exactly what you said you're doing, when you share your excitement with somebody who is at the same frequency, the resonance of both your excitement and their excitement, what it actually does is it heightens both. Okay. So you're vibing at like one level, like, yay. And then they're going, yay. But the two of you together, it doubles. So, I mean, your fortune cookie is very accurate scientifically as well. But truthfully, that's exactly why you want to share gratitude. That's why you want to share your excitement. And that's why, like, it's not being braggadocious about you got a bag or whatever, because I know you're posting, blah, blah, blah. We have the story. But it's a way to bring more of that joy and excitement as well. So, I mean, it's silly to hold back, but also that's why clients are coming to you, because you have that resonance. They resonate with your vibration. You're like vibing like, hi, you're crushing it with the ads. Your clients are happy. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, I want what he's having. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so good. And it's like, that's exactly it. Like, I want what he's having. Like, people want to see you excited. People want to see you happy. We have this perception, I think, sometimes that like when we share, people are going to feel a certain way or judge a certain way. And, you know, it happens, right? We've all got that friend or that person who's going to be like, well, you could have done this, or why would you spend your money on that, or blah, 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 blah. But for the most part, people are excited for you because you're excited. People, generally speaking, like we hear things like, oh, you know, they're Debbie Downers or this, that, and the other. But generally speaking, when you surround yourself with the right people, which with the internet and with online courses and online communities isn't as nearly as hard to do as it used to be, when you share that excitement, generally people are like, yes, that's awesome. It's like we had a client in our program on launching was like, I just had my first launch. It was profitable, $1,000+. And people were like, congrats, congrats. This is amazing. No one was like, where's my $1,000 launch? Right? Right. Because we naturally want to share that joy and excitement.
I fully agree. And it only breeds more of that. And I mean, on the flip side of it, so there's like the shadow side of it, which would be, well, yeah, you want to share your joy and excitement because it breeds more of that. And it gives you more things to celebrate. On the flip side, so here's like the shadow side, which is, what if I'm not feeling that like high vibe right now? Should I not share anything? And so that can be a slippery slope too, where you could go into hiding. And if you're somebody who is here to make a difference and here to make an impact, and so those are the people who I work with. They're leaders. I call them light workers because you're here to shine your light so that other people can shine their light. So Zach, you're a light worker by my definition.
Well, thank you. Yes. Oh my gosh, this has been so, so good. Emily, I'm like loving this conversation. As we start to wrap up here, for those who are listening to this episode and are like, what's something tangible I can take away? And I think I have an idea of what you're going to say, but where should we go or what can we do to really start to integrate this idea of being more high energy in our life?
So I think, what can you do to be more high energy? I think it's more about creating that state, right? So I want to give you guys the tool, which is the little meditation I have. It's only 8 minutes. You can listen to it anytime. But it's a matter of finding that place where if you can give yourself pause, whether it is in your morning cup of coffee, whether it's you can take a nice Epsom salt bath at the end of the day and just kind of reprogram yourself, or you can give yourself a little bit more time. But it's a matter of giving yourself the opportunity to make the choice. And it does take practice, because if you're in sort of like, oh, like a kind of a wonky place, it takes a concerted effort to basically look at yourself like you're outside of your body, like looking at yourself as the observer of your thoughts versus I am my thoughts. I feel like crap. I'm going into this negative spiral. It's a matter of giving yourself permission just to catch yourself in that thought and realize it's only a thought, and you don't have to engage it. You don't have to keep walking down that path. And in fact, you can choose other thoughts that are more supportive to you. And you can go back to memories where you were on fire and unstoppable and like such an alignment. So I would say the practice is just recognizing that these are just thoughts, and you can shift your vibration in a second. And I love that you mentioned music too with your practice, because music can shift your vibration so instantaneously. So if you don't already have like a feel-good playlist, I would definitely grab one, because it will shift your energy and get outside. Nature is so healing. Just get outside for sure.
Awesome. So, so good. And we will link up to that meditation in the show notes. Emily, I just want to give you one last big thank you so, so much for being on the show. It's been absolutely amazing. Last thing, where can people connect with you if they want to bask in your awesomeness even more?
Yes. If you'd like to bask in my awesomeness, you can find me at emilyarons.com. And I love hanging out on Instagram. So you can find me at Emily Arons. So I would love to hear from you guys. And even if you guys are like still not really woo-woo, or if you are woo-woo, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to find me there, that's where I hang out.
Awesome. Well, Emily, thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure. And guys, go check out that meditation and Emily on Instagram, because she shares amazing content. It's all about shifting your state, and yeah, just so much good stuff. So thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.